But Mother Nature manipulates the DNA pretty well, too, and that's what the superbugs are about. We've got the flesh-eating bugs, which are pretty scary. You know, these are bacteria that just like to digest us. And if they get started, they are very difficult to stop because we do not have good antibiotics for them. And, in fact, it comes back to the song you're playing when it comes back, one thing leads to another. These bugs wouldn't be there were it not for SuperTech, because the SuperTech technology figured they could just take care of anything that Mother Nature threw at it with. We'll just hit it with more antibiotics. All we did is train a bunch of bugs to be able to eat the antibiotics as their kind of their side dish,
right,
and then eat us as a main dish.
As a garnish.
Exactly. It's a good way to think about it.
It's
just
a condiment.
I'm going to have a little streptomycin here. You know, I'm going to have a little
right.
bit of, you know, because it tastes good. So we now have these bugs that are phenomenally more powerful than they were before, and we could have actually handled them with much simpler devices. The other deal that comes along with this is these antibiotics, we're excreting. You know, we take too much of it, then we pee. It goes out our urine. It gets into the waterways. And so we're actually flooding the waterways with these training devices. I mean, if you want to think about it that way, to train these bacteria to be more strong. So I'm really concerned about that. One of the places it could very well go, by the way, I listed on my little list that I sent to you, was plastic-eating bugs. We don't have them yet, but we do have bugs that are eating the precursors of plastics.
What does that mean, eating the precursors
that means
of plastics?
The chemicals that we combine into the plastics themselves. So right now we're saying, oh, good, we'll get this bug to eat this because that'll reduce our pollution. That we're really training that bug to get toward plastic. Now, let's just think about it for a minute. If bugs actually started eating plastic, how many things do we count on that are made out of plastic that all of a sudden you'd have to be scrubbing them down and doing all sorts of, because they're being eaten by these bacteria? So that's kind of the next stage, and we better be very careful because we don't want them to be trained, or we're going to have to change a lot of stuff in our society.
Don't we think that the military is already doing that?
Well, you know, there is, I call it the myth of the military. You know, the military is way ahead on everything. The
right.
military's got flying saucers. The military's already got faster than the speed of light things. Maybe they do, but my guess is not, because it's not that easy. That's part of the myth that, oh, they'll do it, but they won't tell us about it. A lot of this stuff is very tricky, and that's why I worry less about some things than other things, because of just how Mother Nature is also very complex. And so to create these bugs, it's more likely Mother Nature is going to do it than we're going to do it, to be very honest with you.